This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. A lot of things that are in short supply right now aren't that big a deal. It's a pain to wait 10 months for kitchen cabinets or pay more for chicken wings, yes, but there are often workarounds. That is not the case for babies who rely on infant formula. 3/4 of babies in the U.S. receive formula in their first 6 months, the CDC says. And as Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, many parents are having a hard time finding it.
For a couple of months, Deja Carson has had trouble finding her 7-month-old's preferred formula in stores in Richmond, Virginia, where she lives. She's out of luck online, too.
Even on Amazon, it's even sold out on Amazon.
This morning, she finally had some luck at a grocery store.
I just so happened to find 4 cans.
The infant formula supply started to tighten up last fall, says Krishna Kumar Devi with the research firm IRI.
There have been supply chain issues overall in the economy with respect to packaging, materials, and so on.
Then in February, a recall by Abbott Nutrition over concerns about bacteria hit the market.
The recalls just didn't help the case.
Davey says that company typically makes about 1/3 of all the infant formula sold in the U.S. Since the recall, he says it's been tough to find some specific brands.
You know, for products that you and I consume, that's okay. We can substitute.
But babies are loyal to their brands, says Bridget Young, who studies infant nutrition at the University of Rochester, especially if there's an allergy or intolerance to standard formula.
I definitely work with families who are driving 5-6 hours across state lines, having family and friends ship formula across the country.
Solutions that aren't available to folks who work long hours or can't afford to spend on gas or shipping, she says. So low-income families are being hit the hardest. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.